And this is Carl from Earth Crisis, and you're listening to Dead Air, the hardcore radio show.
Up, you're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. I am Trevor. If you haven't heard the show before, well, welcome. We're pretty straightforward. We play hardcore, we talk about hardcore, and we talk to people who like to talk about hardcore. Me, with the help of my friends, have done this for the better part of almost 20 years. And that's the formula I'm probably going to stick with. So let's get to it. We started off this set with Seattle's own Filth is Eternal. We played the song Pressure Me off their third LP titled Find Out, which just came out right at the tail end of September. So for those who haven't heard this band before, here is my opinion. This isn't fact. Filth is Eternal, a rock band. Yes, they pull from metal, punk, hardcore, and bits of adjacent stuff. But Lisa's vocals, the overall sound, rock and roll energy. I think on this release specifically, they've gotten a lot of well-deserved attention. At least from what I've seen, they've brought a lot of sections of the Pacific Northwest and underground scene together. And from what I've seen with this release, I think they've gotten well-deserved attention from the hardcore scene that they may have not gotten in the past. Like I said, I'm spinning straight opinion column shit right now. There is no source. Take it or leave it. Also, I know from the analytics we have a few, at least a couple, a handful of UK listeners. So, in November, Filth is Eternal, UK tour. Check it out. Up next, we're going to stay in the Pacific Northwest. When we have Northwest bands, we're going to try to play them first on the show. Up next, we got a new single submitted from Seattle's Self-Deprecator, Procrastination. If you haven't listened to this band before, they deliver their own brand of mathy early 2000s Dillinger-esque metalcore. Their upcoming album, Fruit of Our Labor, is due out November 3rd. If you live in the Seattle area, their album release show is November 10th with Kaizo, Cult Sickness, and more. Southgate, Roller Rink. Actually, that's technically White Center if you're hyper-local in the area. And if you aren't familiar with the Seattle area, there is a difference. Also following that show, there will be a West Coast tour. So let's get to it. This is Self-Deprecator with Procrastination. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We'll be right back.
hardcore, moshing, straight edge, dead air.
You are missing, but I stand tall. No longer trapped behind, through the wall. We stay friends, I find my way. I teach you lessons, in your shine.
You are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We start off the set with Self-Deprecator with Procrastination. After that, we go all the way to Thailand, a newer band from Bangkok called Four Decision. We played Unbreakable from their debut EP titled From the Truth. So the first initial listen struck me with 90s influenced hardcore with those 90s metallic influences. And for me, I don't usually like to say those descriptions with my chest. I'm not always 100% confident. I know in the past I've definitely had to argue with some people, probably not listeners, just bypassers, about genre descriptions. But once I went on their Instagram, saw the Strife cover, pretty much a done deal that I was correct. And keeping on the same wave of supporting international hardcore, we're going to the Netherlands, and up next we're going to play Abusive Forms, Snuffed Out. They got a 2-song demo out now, coining themselves as Negative Hardcore. I will let you decide that. As we hit this track now, you are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
A few runs away, lives to fight. He who fights runs like a pussy.
Yeah. hardcore punk rock?
The answer to that is no.
I think she's gonna ruin our house.
Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
I don't care if anyone sides with me. I'm fucking miserable. I'm just making the best of every day. That's all I can do.
We're back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Abusive Forms, Snuffed Out. We followed that up with some noisy hardcore punk from Richmond, Putrid Boys. We played Choices off of their debut tape. I love it. Loud punk hardcore, not the other way around, accompanied with some very buried vocals in a tasteful way. After that, we got something noisy, but not as buried on the vocals. Into my ears, a little early 80s leaning. We played Class Act from Kansas City, Missouri. Status Gang, off their latest release with the same name, came out right at the end of September as well. Up next, we're going to get some moshy hardcore with God Awful, Eye for an Eye. Their record, Premeditated, came out at the end of July. Here's some mosh music for you on Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with God Awful, Eye for an Eye. After that, we went to Adelaide with Winner's Circle with that crucial Z that we need in the 2020s. We played Nothing to Lose. The whole Australian continent has a lot more attention to its mosh music thanks to bands like Speed. But as this show has documented, there has been a ton of great bands, and this single came out on Life Liar Regret Records, which has been a host to a lot of them. So check it out. It is on the label's Bandcamp for free. Up next, we're going to go to Baltimore for a submission. Here is some music I would describe as mid-2000s. Hope Conspiracy, Suicide File mixed with some straightforward hardcore. We're going to play the band Tripper with their single Pressed off their debut EP coming out November 3rd. Here we go. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
I'm pressed now.
we're back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Tripper, Pressed. After that, another submission from Floridian dark hardcore band Horsewhip. We played Pain. This is definitely something when you go into it, at least I would think for a show, you're not going into it with a mosh mindset. You were going into it with a going in to listen. There's probably going to be some bopping around. There's going to be some headbanging. But I'm going into shows like this where there's some sludgier elements, some slower tempos. I'm there to vibe. That also doesn't mean it's not a hardcore band for me. All I do is vibe. I don't mosh. I can't. I won't. I might. That's a discussion for another day. Horsewhip's upcoming LP, Consume and Burn, comes out on November 10th. Up next, we're going back to the UK. If my set list was a tour, it would be horrible. I would be completely bankrupting someone, going back and forth between Europe, Thailand, and wherever the fuck. Nonetheless, we're going to play Uncertainty with No Redemption Arc, self-titled as hardcore band with a queer edge from the UK. Also, a vegan band, which I would say for this decade is the few and far between, so hats off. Demo came out in late June. I did put on my notes that it was punk HC, but this is flip, reverse it. It is HC punk. Definitely has some buried and blown out aspects. Not totally blown out in any way, shape, or form. But it's the quality I like to see in a hardcore punk demo. So we're going to hit that track and be right back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Yeah.
You are listening to Dead Air, giving you hardcore since 2004. Right, we're back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Uncertainty, No Redemption Arc. After that, we played Mile End with Stay Still. Off their promo 2023 on New Morality Zine, came out in early July, Flower City Hardcore, Metallic HC, Heavy HC. This is up here with one of my favorite releases on New Morality Zine as far as hardcore goes. Up there with the Spaced release that came out last year. And we ended the set with Freak Love, Sell My Soul from the UK. This might be the noisiest, most blown out thing that we played on this episode. Not much more information on this release, a 4-song that you can check out on Bandcamp. Up next, we're going to play something that was requested on our TikTok. Yes, I still use a TikTok. Yes, we still get suggestions from there, and yes, a lot of the times they're still fucking good. If I'm taking a pulse of the app entirely, yes, it's gone to hell. But I owe a lot of the current listeners I have to what I've done over the pandemic on the app. Don't have like the most followers or viewers, but it's definitely helped. But anyways, up next we're going to play Identity Crisis, On My Back, Minnesota Youth doing hardcore punk. Their record My Own Path was released in mid-August. Check it out. We'll be back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Get up and back. I don't need you. Jenny, Thank you.
We're back, Dead Air, Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Identity Crisis on my back. After that, we had a submission from a band, Sharp Tongues from Sweden, Into the Night, new single. I believe we had a track last year, very much on the melodic Comeback Kid style of things. And as always, we have our email in every episode. And if you want to send submissions anywhere, you can do it to our socials, both Twitter and IG. Usually IG is the one that people pick, at Dead Air NWCZ. Also, deadairnwcz@gmail.com. A very quick warning, I'm not going to be doing it anytime overnight, but possibly before the end of the year, might be making some permanent changes to some of those links. I always make a lot of promises saying big things coming soon, but I would say could easily predict there's going to be a lot of changes for 2024. It's going to be the 20th year of this show. Somehow I kept this thing on life support, and I'm trying to get it prepped for the 20 year. But we ended that set with Lethal Method from Nashville, some HC/metal. We played Trapped off their latest record, Dreams, with that crucial Z. It came out at the end of September. Up next, we're going to play a couple more tracks from the Pacific Northwest. We're going to start off the set with a new band from Portland called Elephant Walk. They just did their first show about a week and a half ago. We played Incinerator off their demo. You can check out on Bandcamp. For the description, lone trans woman gearing for fucking war. One thing I will like to say about topics I am not fucking fit to speak on whatsoever is I put these on the show so you check out every fucking band. Listen to them, and as far as bands that have messages, see what the fuck that they are about. As far as speaking, I'm barely qualified to speak on this fucking show. I'm lucky that some of y'all even keep listening to me. I will say I do always go back and forth with the fully recorded demos that are recorded all the way through. I do think it's a really cool thing. I think I like seeing it. It definitely does force the listener to listen all the way through, which I think is good with some of the ADD listening that we can have. We have a lot of hardcore out there. I sometimes, though, I'll be honest, I teeter on my opinion when I'm trying to gather music, because I'll be like, oh, I gotta dig through to get the song to try to play on here. But that is definitely me just whining. But we're gonna hit these next tracks, and we'll be back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Hardcore punk rock?
The answer to that is no.
I think she's gonna ruin our house.
Dead Air Hardcore Radio. This is The End. We started off this final set with Elephant Walk Incinerator. After that, we go to Seattle with Lilith, a follow-up to their 2021 release. We got a two-song release for free. You can download on Bandcamp. They are also doing a Glassjaw cover set on the 28th at Real Art for a Halloween show. This one's a cool one. We have at Real Art, Integrity, Week of Humanity is doing Integrity, Tears of Joy doing AFI, Serpent Speech, members of Serpent Speech and FOM are doing Hatebreed. Newer band Paperclip is going to do Converge set, Kaizo's doing Slipknot, Spur is doing Rival Mob. I hope that one slaps. We got Insecure doing Title Fight. Cult Sickness doing White Zombie. Like I said, Lilith's going to do Glassjaw. We got newer band Shell Shock doing a Gulch set. And of course, we got a Misfits cover set. At this point, who cares what it sounds like? All y'all that are going to the show, you're going to know the songs. Grab mics, sing them, have a good time. After that, we're going all the way to Norway. Honestly, I can't remember a time that we've played a band from Norway. I know we've hit just about everywhere. But we played Blood Command with Bear Witness. Their record, World Domination, came out right at the end of September on Hassle Records. Crossover has a light, dark, hardcore, and crusty vibe. But we're about to end the show. Before we get to the last song, as always, check us out on our social medias. TikTok, xDeadAirX, Instagram, and Twitter, both DeadAirNWCZ. And send us an email, DeadAirNWCZ@gmail.com. Full playlist and links to socials, as well as email, in the description of the podcast. Also, great ways to keep up with us, as we have some things. Big things coming. Do you actually believe that vague announcement? Only time will tell. So we're going to finish the show with thrash and metal-influenced hardcore from Richmond, Private Hell. We're going to play Days of Wrath off their record titled Days of Wrath that came out right at the end of September. Literally so much came out on September 29th. That's crazy. This definitely has some dark metal and hardcore vibes with more of a punk influence on the vocals. But that's all up to you. Let me know if any of my descriptions are accurate at all. And I'll see you next week.